Wow. What a glorious occasion it is when...
I'm already crying.
When a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a woman, or a person and an animal...
Whatever your flavor.
Whatever you love, or a person in a train station... When they tell each other they love each other and they marry each other, that's truly special. Am I right?
That's right.
Am I right? Okay. And in the room right now with us, we have a man and we have a woman. Their names, Megan and Sawyer. Ladies
and
gentlemen.
White Castle wedding winners.
Say good morning. Yay! Here we go.
Hey, good morning.
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Awesome.
Excited to be here.
All right. You guys realize you're going to be married in about 24 hours, a little over that.
Lord.
Are you been freaking out about the weather at all? Because I know a lot of women especially freak out like if it rains on their wedding day. Tomorrow we're probably going to get 3 to 6 inches of snow.
A blizzard.
Oh. It's better than rain. It won't mess my hair up so much.
That's right. Yeah.
Tell me about it. Okay. So let's see here. Megan, you're in the Army. Sawyer, you're in the Marines. Is that how you guys met? Like, how did these two people come together to be in the White Castle wedding and on the Joe and Alex show?
Well, you want to tell the story? Or?
All right. So he came into my work. I was working ID cards, and he needed an ID. And he comes in his uniform, and I'm like, whew, who is that? Yes. So I introduced him to Groupon, Pokemon Go. We just kind of started talking. And he's like, well, I'll see you around. I'm like, he didn't ask me for my number or anything.
It was a professional setting, mind you.
It was terrible. And then he came back. I was like, this has to be
something. I didn't have enough.
Something.
I needed some more.
So, again, he was about to leave and said, all right, I'll see you around. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? Second time in a row, did not ask for my number. So I found him on Facebook and I stalked him.
Oh, you're just like Alex.
Wait, but did you actually message him then yourself?
I did.
See, I'm too scared to do that because I feel like they're not interested if they don't do the reaching out.
What did you do? Did you message him like, hey, Sawyer, this is Megan from blah, blah, blah. I think we forgot your number.
Yeah, what was your opening line there?
I was like, hey, so I know how you said I'll see you around. I'm like, I really want to. So
that's cute.
Yeah, since Dude. You were too afraid to ask.
Okay, I had Lindsay to work off at the time. Lindsay. I had her last name on her uniform. I had nothing else. No first name.
Oh,
I'm trying
okay.
Facebook. I'm like, Lindsay. Oh, there's probably hundreds of Lindsays in the Facebook.
Yeah, Lindsay Army. Oh, that'll narrow it down.
So what was running through your head when you saw her picture pop up in your messages?
I was like, ooh, I've been looking for you. When we finally got together, she was like, yeah, I noticed your booty in your uniform.
Wow.
I was like, oh, you did, huh?
And that's military grade right there.
That's
nice. That's awesome. So you guys, of course, are getting married tomorrow. We're doing this at White Castle, going on from 2 to 4. People want to stop on by, 2368. Make sure you bring like a card and a bunch of money and stuff like that,
too. Yeah, I mean,
like
bring a gift, for Pete's sake.
Don't just come there saying, hey, can I get a slider?
Where are you guys registered?
White Castle, Bed Bath & Beyond.
We're doing the Honey Fund.
Oh, what's that?
So they're actually, people can pay for our honeymoon.
Where do you guys want to go?
Cancun.
Ooh.
That'll be perfect.
Yeah.
So tell me, winning the White Castle wedding, which everything that you get included with this is we provide the flowers, your wedding cake, your photographer, your limo service, the reception is, of course, going to have all the sliders and chicken rings you want. So how has that alleviated the stress of what would normally be, you know, what you would experience planning a wedding?
So we started planning a wedding before this, of course, and oh my gosh, like dresses and my dress and just so many different planning things. Like I already am a terrible planner. My friend is Pinterest. I'm not. So I am so glad that everything is planned. Like we couldn't afford a planner.
Yeah.
So this is great.
It can be expensive.
They're stressful too. And I don't know when you guys were planning there, Megan and Sawyer, but like I love my wife, Lindsay. We've been married about 2.5 years now. I legit didn't care about like hardly anything about the actual wedding as far as picking it out. It's her day. I'm just the guy that gets to be married to her. But every time it was just like, why don't you care? This is our wedding.
So true.
Was that the same experience
so
you had there? So like,
absolutely.
I don't care.
Megan, please just pick the food. Just please.
Well, the food's picked for you right now, and this is going to be such a fun time right now. What do you guys like to do when you're not working and stalking each other online? I mean, what do you guys enjoy doing?
Traveling, going to eat. Love eating.
What are your all's favorite, besides White Castle, of course, where else in indie local places do you guys like to go?
We love Lovino. Fisher's.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh
my gosh, good.
It's so good.
That's one of my favorite places too.
Really? Yeah. And anywhere with beer, honestly.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we got some beer drinkers.
Yes.
There we go.
Joe and his wife are big craft beer people.
Well, yeah, we like to drink anything, to be fair. But yeah, craft beer is definitely always on the list. Hey, if you're just tuning in, it is the Joe and Alex Show. And we're so excited. Tomorrow it's going down, the White Castle wedding. We're going to be marrying Megan and Sawyer, and they won our White Castle wedding. This is at 2368 East 38th Street in Indy. Did you have people that were listening live when we called you? Because you didn't know that you were going to win, Megan, but whether it was live or after, what were your friends and family's reaction? Like, holy crap, you're getting married at White Castle?
They were all laughing at me. Like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, I just heard you on the radio. You won. I can't believe it. Yeah, I know. It's pretty awesome.
I think it's the coolest thing ever. I love it. I mean, I always get chicken ring sandwiches. That's like my favorite drunk food for sure.
Oh, dude, I go there. I go there when I'm sober.
Well, that too. But there's nothing like going out and then going to White Castle afterwards. Like, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, right. I get the slider. I like the jalapeno slider, the chicken ring. Yeah. Alex turned me on to the chicken ring slider.
It's an American pastime to go to White Castle day and night. Right. I mean, they're open 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you guys, any last minute reservations? I mean, how are you feeling? You are you nervous? Are you excited? What are you thinking?
You're both going to show up tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Please, Hopefully. Don't leave us standing there.
We're nervous, I think. I think we're really excited for that limo to come pick us up. That's going to make it feel real. It's like,
yes.
Oh, yeah, we're going to White Castle. Here we go.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Then you guys can consummate the marriage in the limo afterwards.
Don't answer that. Don't answer that, Megan and Sawyer.
Make sure you just wait like 30 minutes or so.
All right, we'll see.
Well, we are so happy for you guys.
Yay.
We're so proud. And I'm excited. Actually, I'm really freaking nervous to be marrying you guys.
Joe, this will be the first time he's ever married somebody.
Oh, that's awesome.
He got his little thing saying he's ordained. It's all official. So anyone else, if you want Joe to marry you, he technically can.
Yeah, but I'm going to charge you a lot of money. But I'll do it. and here's the thing, too. I didn't want to tell you guys. Should I tell them or no?
Go for it.
About me? Okay. I think, I don't even know if Alex knows this. It wasn't
oh,
me.
Oh, yeah. What is he supposed to wear? Because I said he's officiating a wedding. He wears a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, see?
Oh, so you guys are dressing up for this.
He's wearing his Marine uniform, so.
Yes. He was going to wear jeans and a dress shirt. I said, Joe, absolutely not. You have to wear a suit. It's a wedding.
All right, I'm going to think about
that. You're going to have to go rent one today. Go rent a suit.
All right. Well, that wasn't necessarily what I was going to say. I was going to try to leave that low-key, and we'll just see what happened when it happened.
What were you going to bring up?
I was going to bring up that this is the first time that I'm a minister or an officiant, whatever they call it, where I get to marry people.
Definitely not a minister.
Well, I think it said that on the thing that I bought online. Now, listen, the first wedding that I did for my good friends where I introduced them is the couple, which I'll be doing for you guys, welcoming everybody and presenting you as a couple. I messed up. It was Brad and Shara Yules, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, please stand and welcome for the first time, Mr. and Mr. Yules. I messed up on that
Mr.
part.
Mr. and Mr.?
Yeah, I said Mr. and Mr. on accident. So I just want to say I've been practicing. I want to get some more information from you guys so I don't mess this up, but just you're in good hands. That will. There's no way that could happen again.
Well, I'm sure that you really helped alleviate any nerves they had not.
All right, cool. Hey, we honestly are so happy for you. We're so excited here. Let's give it up one more time for our White Castle wedding winners. Big shout out again to our friends at White Castle. We're going to be marrying them tomorrow, 2 to 4 is the ceremony, 2368 East 38th Street in Indy. Megan and Sawyer, thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.